You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Jason Chernow, the Chief Operating Officer of Broadway Elite Chauffeured Services, based in New Jersey, which provides airport, corporate, convention, meeting group, and wedding transportation services to 550 cities worldwide. Mr. Chernow is also president of Limousine Association of New Jersey. Mr. Chernow, a pleasure to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Good morning, Eric. Thank you so much for having me today.
And you're more than welcome, and good morning to you as well. So tell us, for starters, how have we seen the ride-hailing and app-based companies evolve, and how have they impacted consumers and business travelers to kick things off today?
Sure. So the ride-hailing apps, also known as the TNCs, Transportation Network Companies, have, you know, kind of mushroomed up over the last couple of years, and there's a number of them out there. There's the Ubers, the Lyfts, Via, Juno, and a bunch of others that have evolved. They are, what is known as the disruptors in the transportation industry. They have come into the marketplace, basically have run roughshod over many of the legislators out there, and are just operating kind of willy-nilly. And as time has evolved, the legislators have finally caught up and have created, a framework for them to exist. How has it impacted consumers? It's allowed them to order a car in sometimes as low as 5 or 10 minutes, whereas the traditional ground transportation companies are more reservation based. The taxi industry has been largely affected more so than the traditional chauffeur car industry, in that the street hail that a taxi cab would ordinarily be doing is now getting hailed by a digital app or in essence digital hitchhiking. So that's kind of how the TNCs, the Ubers and the Lyfts have evolved. They've got this app. People can order a car, and in minutes, some stranger showing up to pick you up.
I like how you tell it like it is. A stranger just shows up to pick us up. That is so true. Now, why did Uber announce a 911 addition to its app?
It's tricky. I mean, I don't have a 911 button on my app. For my company, it's almost an indictment against them with the service that they're providing. If they feel that they need to provide that sort of functionality to their riders, what does that say about them? My riders don't need a 911 app that are in my vehicle or any of the member companies of the Limousine Association of New Jersey or even the National Limousine Association. The things that are transpiring in these TNC vehicles is largely unheard of in the chauffeur and even the taxi industry for the most part. If Uber feels that their service is at a point that they need a 911 button, what does that say about them? What does that say what's happening, with their business model? It's troublesome to me. When I see on a regular basis, almost a daily basis, another incident of a passenger getting assaulted, raped, abused, both physically and verbally, it's quite troublesome that's the type of system that they're providing and service they're providing to their clients.
Now, from what you understand, Mr. Chernow, do you feel consumers are even aware of the safety risk?
No, I really don't. I think large and in part, many of them are totally ignoring if they are aware, they're ignoring the risks. When we hire a chauffeur comes into the office, we're having a face-to-face interview, we're taking an application, we're running a background check that includes a fingerprint, their motor vehicle records checked. You know, we're providing a level of duty of care to our clients that the TNCs could never do. It's impossible for them to do it. They're doing a name and social security number check only. You can't defeat a fingerprint. It's the gold standard in background checks. So that's how we are able to offer a level of security to our clients and our customers to know that they've got somebody behind them. They've got a state-run background check that they're checking for all sorts of things, whereas the TNC background check, it could be anybody putting an application in on a phone and then sometimes get activated within hours. It takes us days and sometimes weeks to get a chauffeur activated. How can they do it in hours? It's amazing to me. So the safety risks are real. They're out there. And the consumers, large and in part, choose to ignore them. People eat fatty foods. They smoke cigarettes. They ignore those risks too. Why? Because they like it, and they don't want to have to address it. And that's really the same thing that's going on with the TNCs. They are getting into these vehicles, and they're bypassing the fact that they're getting in with possibly a convicted felon. They're getting in a vehicle that it has suspect insurance, that hasn't been properly inspected, a chauffeur that, or a driver that hasn't been vetted. I can't call him a chauffeur, but a driver that has not been properly vetted. The risks are real.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Now, if Uber provides fast, cost-effective services, why should people use chauffeured cars instead? Get into some of those details.
Absolutely. So just the previous statement that I made about the safety risks, that should be enough right there why people should use chauffeured cars instead of the TNCs. Yes, it is cost-effective to a certain extent, although not in every market, not every trip. And when you factor in sometimes their surge pricing that they do, their costs are very often higher than the chauffeur car industry. And people don't really understand it or know it until they get the bill at the end of the ride. And then they scratch their head and say, why did it just cost me $100 to go on that trip where I probably could have hired a chauffeur car with a licensed and insured company that would have been $75? So those types of things are definitely out there as why people should be using chauffeur cars. You have security, you have stability, you have a company to go back to, you have a relationship that you can establish. Unfortunately, with these TNCs, if you have an issue with a driver, the TNCs are going to basically turn their backs on the situation. They're saying that their relationship, your relationship as a rider, and if you read their 180 pages of their terms and conditions that nobody ever reads, the boilerplate, you'll find out that your relationship is with the driver. It's not with the TNC. They are nothing more than just an app, according to them. So when you hire a chauffeured car, there's a company, there's an insurance policy that can be checked, there's the background checks of the employees, the chauffeurs. You just have a totally different experience.
Today, we're speaking with Mr. Jason Chernow, the Chief Operating Officer of Broadway Elite Chauffeured Services based in New Jersey, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, how can consumers and business travelers protect themselves?
Again, they should be using a chauffeured car. They should be using a licensed and insured limousine company, ground transportation company, not a TNC. That's the way that they protect themselves. If you certainly in New Jersey, every company is licensed by the state. The Division of Motor Vehicles has on record your insurance certificate that has to be provided to the town that you're domiciled in, and the chauffeurs are background checked and drug tested and fully vetted and interviewed. We don't hire anybody without a face-to-face interview. I don't see how anybody can get hired in this world today without a face-to-face interview. Even if you did it by phone or by Skype, you'd still have an interview where you could actually see the person that you're talking to and looking to hire. The TNCs are churning 70,000-80,000 drivers a month through their system. Why is that? A, because nobody can make a living as a TNC driver in the long run, and B, these they just need to constantly churn drivers through their system.
Really, really interesting information. Really appreciate your sharing this information with us. Most helpful. Now, how can you overcome the cost issue of taking a professional ground transportation service versus a ride-hailing app?
So there's cost certainty when you do business with me or any of our member companies. We have a published rate. You know what it's going to be on Monday, and you know what the rate's going to be on Friday. It's the same rate every day of the week. We don't charge any different. The cost when you're taking the TNCs can vary on the same exact ride from Newark Airport to where my office is in East Hanover. It could be $50 and it could be $150. So that there, the cost, while sometimes it may be less, very often it can be more. So it's kind of rider beware, customer beware, that the cost may exceed what a traditional ground transportation company would be offering. With me, you get cost certainty. You know what it's going to cost you. The minute you place the reservation with me, you're going to get an email confirmation that's going to tell you how much this ride is going to cost you. So, just real quick, Eric, would you pull up to a gas pump and just trust the guy that you're getting the gas that you're supposed to? No, there's a published price on it, and there's a reason behind it.
Certainly makes all the sense in the world, and certainly a great, great perk right there, no doubt. Now, how do you think these safety issues can be resolved per our conversation today?
So, interestingly enough, the only market in this country right now that is doing a fingerprinted background check is New York City. Now, the news that just came out that was signed into law yesterday, the de Blasio administration is putting a moratorium on new cars entering the market, but that's aside from the safety concerns. They're concerned with the volume of cars that are on the road, because there's about 80,000 drivers running around New York City that are TNC drivers. The safety issues in New York have been pretty much stunted because they are doing a fingerprinted background check. They have an enforcement arm known as the TLC in New York, and every driver has a fingerprinted background check. Now, you tell me, Eric, how could somebody 5 minutes away in Hoboken, New Jersey, right across the Hudson River, is not entitled to that same protection? It defies logic. It absolutely defies logic how somebody 5 minutes away in Hoboken should not get the same protections that a rider across the river in New York City gets. And part of the TNC bill, when we were talking about it with the legislators, that point was brought up, and it was a salient point, and they all seem to have gotten it. Why should New Jersey riders not get the same protections? Why should a rider in Kansas City or in Los Angeles or any other state or city in this country not get the same protections that they have already in place in New York City? New York has always been a leader in coming up with rules and regulations. And I applaud the de Blasio administration for seeing that there's an issue out there. Is it going to hurt some of the member companies that we have? Absolutely. You know, nobody's going to be able to grow at this point. But what it's going to do is it's going to stop the TNCs from putting drivers on right now, and hopefully they can grab a hold of this situation.
Well, Mr. Scher, now we certainly appreciate your joining us here today. All the insight and information mentioned here today is most helpful, and a lot of folks, basically anyone tuning in to this broadcast today, this information applies to your safety. Everyone uses some form of transportation in and out of metropolitan areas, whether if it's events or vacations, whatever the case may be, business travel. So really appreciate not only the company and what you offer and the safety regards as well. So again, hats off to you. Where can listeners, if they wanted to get further information online on your company, Broadway Elite Chauffeur Services, where could they do that?
So my company is broadway-elite.com, limo.org is the National Limousine Association. and a good amount of information is available there. Ride Responsibly is another site that people should be checking out. And lanj.org is the website for the Limousine Association of New Jersey.
Easy enough. Again, Mr. Chernow, we really appreciate your time and joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you and the company all the best.
Thank you very much, Eric, for your time. Appreciate you having me on today.
And it certainly was our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Jason Chernow, the Chief Operating Officer of Broadway Elite Chauffeured Services based in New Jersey, which provides airport, corporate, convention, meeting group, and wedding transportation services to 550 cities worldwide. And for further details, visit broadway-elite.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.